your dial shifted or you pressed the wrong button and you are wondering where you are, you have landed in the wonderful land of WGXC. Whoa, I'm turning upside down. Wait, I'm not anymore.
Muelle Stephanie. Je m'appelle Stephanie. My name is Stephanie.
Muelle Stephanie. Muelle Radio. WGSC 90.7 FM Eka.
Waveforms WGXC always needs computer donations. If you have one you don't need, and it is a Macintosh 2019 or newer, please email info@wgxc.org for more information. Thank you for your contribution.
Waveforms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of J.D. of Round Top, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Like good old tap water. Just turn it on and get it.
Welcome to another episode of Vocal Systems with me, Dave Evans. We're going to be exploring, as always, the voice in all its different forms in music and song. And it's lovely to be here on this first day of September. I'm actually on my summer holidays at the moment, so I'm broadcasting to you from Brighton on the south coast of England. And what I've put together this week is a set of songs that use kind of vocal processing. So lots of songs that the voice is kind of manipulated in different ways. And I started out with a plan just to explore the vocoder, but it's kind of spiraled from there to all sorts of different ways of processing the voice for song. And that there was the first track, and that goes all the way back to 1960, and that was I Can Hear a New World by Joe Meek and the Blue Men. And apparently it's a 1960 electronic concept album by Joe Meek, which was shelved when it was originally made and only released fully in 1991. So that's a sort of flavour of what we've got coming up. And I think next up we're going to play some Laurie Anderson, and probably the most famous track of hers. So we're going to listen to Oh Superman. If I can get it to play. I'm on a limited setup. Here we go.
Oh, Superman. Oh, John. Said, neither snow nor rain.
Noah Bloom died. Shall stay these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed round. Is gone. There's always force. And when force is gone, there's always mind.
So that was Laurie Anderson with O Superman. I didn't realise, but that got to number two in the UK pop charts, largely thanks to John Peel. And yeah, that was just recorded by Anderson at home, apparently in her apartment hallway. And that little sample that's looped is just a clip of her laughing. So yeah, we're going to kind of explore in a similar sort of direction, I guess, with this next track, which is by the amazing Delia Derbyshire, and is from 1968. Incredible piece of music was called Ziuzi Ziuzi Ooh Ooh Ooh, and yeah, it was composed by Delia Derbyshire at the BBC's Radiophonic Workshop, and apparently it was created for an episode of the BBC science fiction anthology series called Out of the Unknown. And apparently the track was based on an earlier theme she composed for a sex education radio programme called Science and Health, which a producer rejected as too lascivious. Which, yeah, it's just crazy to think that was even a possibility, and decades ahead of its time, just incredible. So I think we'll kind of shift a little bit now, and we're gonna have a listen to a track by Herbie Hancock. This is I Thought It Was You. If I can get it to work.
Thank you.
Some exemplary vocoder work there from Herbie Hancock. From 1978, the track was called I Thought It Was You, and it's off the album Sunlight. And I think we'll stay in a similar sort of period. We seem to be spending kind of a lot of time in this 10 years between 1975 and 1985, but we're going to listen to a track by Thomas Dolby next called Airwaves.
Strange how the scale forms in tiny patterns on my antenna and the 5 o'clock show. Allah, Allah, Brooklyn is
electric fences line our new freeway. Here in the half light, the motorhomes live here. Knee deep in water, under a pylon. How slow my heart beat, how thin the air I'm breathing. Through the airwaves, people never read the airwaves. Do we only feel the airwaves? Or stop on our street level in the airwaves? Soundness of the wind, the airwaves. Intention of the skin, the airwaves. I really should have seen. When this is over, give me your shoulder. I need a place to wait for morning. No, it was nothing. Some car backfiring. Please don't ask questions. I hit your lover. Let me sleep.
So that was Thomas Dolby with Waves from 1982. That's off the Golden Age of Wireless. And it's nice, really, because it's all about electronic communication and how we might find meaning when we're all tangled up in these very intangible kind of networks. So that speaks to what I'm doing as an artist, really. And I suppose the kind of vocal processing side of it is quite subtle in that one. You know, there's only a bit of a kind of chorus and harmonic going on in there, but still lovely. Quite sort of lightweight, I guess. So we're going to kind of shift it again a little bit, and we're going to have a listen to The Residents. Thank you.
sold a soldier to me. Skinny sold a wife. Skinny sold a suction cup and a knife. Skinny found a Hello Dolly record in the hall. He sold it to a truck driver in the fall.
So that was The Residents with Hello Skinny from 1978. And yeah, that was off Duck Stab, Buster and Glenn. And yeah, short but quite disturbing, I think. More famous for the music video than the vocal processing. But still, some definitely kind of weird pitch shifting going on there to make those voices sound quite cartoony. I think we'll stay around there and listen to another kind of quite odd track by Throbbing Gristle called Hamburger Lady.
Old favourite, we hope you'll enjoy. Hamburger Lady.
I need to get out of here.
Wow. So that was Throbbing Gristle with Hamburger Lady from 1978, off the album I can't remember it now. But yeah, the lyrics were written by a male artist, apparently. Al Ackerman, from a letter he wrote. Yeah, it's from DOA, the third and final report. And that track has been labelled the scariest piece of music ever made. The scariest song of all time, according to Far Out magazine. And yeah, definitely some vocal processing going on there to make that sound quite disorientated. I think, as is the way on this show, we should possibly leap off in a different direction, and maybe we'll listen to some Bon Iver. So this is Bon Iver with 715 Creeks.
Down along the creek, I remember something. Heard the heron hurried away. First I breached that last Sunday. Low moon down the yellow road, I remember something. The leaving wasn't easy, all oh, that heaving in my vines. And certainly it's evening, and it's now, is not the time. Ooh. Toiling with your blood, I remember something. Beyond rest and kissing on a night second to last. Finding both your hands if second sun came past the glass. And oh, I know it felt right. I had you in my grasp. Oh, then how are we gonna cry? 'Cause it once might not mean something. Love a second glance, it is not something that we need. I understand that I have been left here in the reeds. But all I'm trying to do is get my feet up from the creeks. And I see turn around, you're my 18. Turn around, now you're my 18. Goddamn, turn around, now you're my 18.
So that was Bon Iver with 715 Creeks. From 2016 off 22 a million. Yeah, it's really beautiful. And yeah, I think I'm gonna play Cher next. It feels like the right time. I don't think we can play do a whole show where I'm talking about vocal processing and not play this. So here goes.
Yeah.
The track really that made Auto-Tune kind of popular and launched a whole new way of singing, I think. And while I was preparing for the show, I did a bit of research into the history of Auto-Tune, and it was born out of the oil industry. The guy who developed the Antares audio technologies auto-tune that everybody used from the kind of 90s onwards was working for Exxon, and generated a set of algorithms, and for a joke, he developed it into Auto-Tune. And Cher's 98 hit is the first commercially kind of first commercial use of Auto-Tune. And I could play some other Auto-Tune track now by T-Pain, for example, but that would be boring, So instead, I'm going to capitalise on the fact that I've just played Cher, and I'm going to play Britney Spears. And this is A Piece of Me.
Since I was 17, don't matter if I step on the scene or sneak away to the Philippines, they still gon' put pictures of my derriere in the magazine. You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
I'm this bad media karma, another day, another drama. Guess I can't see the harm in working and being a mom. And with a kid on my arm, I'm still an exception. And I, you want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
Misses, oh my god, that Britney shameless.
You want a piece of me?
Misses, extra, extra, it's just in.
You want a piece of me?
Misses, she's too big, now she's too thin.
You want a piece of me?
Misses, you want a piece of me? Trying and pissing me off. We'll get in line with the paparazzi who's flipping me off, hoping I'll resort to some havoc, end up settling in court. Now are you sure you want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
This is most likely to get on the TV for slipping on the streets when getting the groceries. Now for real, are you kidding me? No wonder there's panic in the industry. I mean, please, do you want a piece of me? I'm Mrs. Lifestyle, the rich and famous.
You want a piece of me?
I'm Mrs. Oh my god, that Britney shameless.
You want a piece of me?
I'm Mrs. Extra, extra, licious skin.
You want a piece of me?
I'm Mrs. She's too big, now she's too thin.
You want a piece of me?
Stick away to the Philippines, they still go for pictures of my derriere in the magazine. You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
Misses, oh my god, that Britney shameless.
You want a piece of me?
Misses, extra, extra, it's just thin.
You want a piece of me?
Misses, she's too big, now she's too thin.
You want a piece of me?
Piece of me, 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 me. You want a piece of me? So that was Britney Spears from 2007 with Piece of Me. And there's a lot of amazing vocal effects going on across that whole song. You know, the range of different kind of sounds that are drawn out of the lyrics is incredible. So I think I've probably only got time for one more. It's been a pleasure to share this hour with you all and play this selection of songs that have all got kind of heavily processed vocals in there. And even by my standards, it has been kind of all over the place with Cher and Throbbing Gristle kind of appearing within the same maybe 15 or 20 minutes. So I hope it's been okay. It's been good fun for me. It's great to be here on WGXC in Accra. what I think I'm going to play out with is possibly a bit anomalous in relation to the theme, but it does have it does feature the voice in quite a peculiar way. Maybe not as something that's processed in song, but something that is used to drive the music. So we're going to listen to Peter Frampton and Show Me the Way. And yeah, I will see you all next month. Thanks for listening. There's Peter Frampton.
You're living.